Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Before Jake and I jump into his three favorite drills, there will be a handout. There'll be a link in the show notes to get that. Before we do that, I want to do two big shout-outs. First one is to Dr. Dish, the shooting machine that everyone needs in their gym, in their youth organization, in their AAU program, summer program. It will make you – I mean, the game has changed. It's three-point shooting and layups. So Dr. Dish will help you become a better shooter. Second thing is make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. This is the perfect time in the summer to become a better basketball coach, to expand your horizons. You know, we're adding courses, we're adding materials all the time. Where else do you get one-on-one calls, office hours, things like that? You do over at teachhoops.com. So go over and check it out. Netflix for basketball coaches and for basketball coaches who want to get better. All right, let's head off to...
This is something Jake and I are trying out. If you like it, in the show notes, or send me an email at steve@teachhoops.com. If you like this kind of episode, let us know, because we're intrigued by it, and it's kind of making us think a little bit. But we're thinking we're going to do our three favorites, because I'm a big person in threes, because I think kids can remember it, I can remember it. So Jake is going to do this one, then we're going to see what kind of input we get. If we get good input, then I'll do mine, and then we'll do all sorts of – he's going to do his three favorite practice drills, right?
Three favorite practice drills is correct.
Yep, three favorite practice drills. So I'm going to let him talk about them. And then I will, in the show notes down below, I will put links so you can download these and then you can look at them and it will be great for...
The first thing I just want to talk about, Steve, is that the importance of input. I mean, just with our podcast and so forth, I've been able to connect with people all over the world lately. I mean, I'm getting books all the time sent to my house to review and do podcasts, and I got people emailing me about my blogs, and you know, it's so awesome. So the more and more that we can continue to network with people across the world, I mean, literally the world.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. But
when you look at the podcast feed. I mean, I was looking at it this morning, and obviously most, I'd say 80% is the US, the continental United States, but the other 20% is all, I mean, literally it's blanketed. It's crazy. China. I want to know how China, I thought China didn't let stuff like this out, but anyway,
it's all good though.
We had 22 in Iran. So, go Iran.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know, and I'm talking to people, guys trying to, you know, people out of Pakistan. I mean, I'm getting packages from California and books to read about. I have more books than I can even be able to get through right now.
I was just going to ask you how your podcast.
I forgot to send Coach Collins a book that I just read. I've been really, really bad lately. I have to send Coach Collins a read that I want him to read, which is 21st century practice that I need to send out to Coach Collins, but I have multiple books that I need to read over the summer and interview people, and it's been awesome. So the more that you guys network with us, the more material we can give you and the more resources that you guys can continue to have. So
yes,
it makes us better.
It's a lifetime learner thing. That's what I tell people. I mean, you don't even know. I had a coach from Australia. I've got some really good ones in the queue that are coming up. But all
that's
right,
awesome.
So let's get to your three favorite drills.
I think the hardest thing for me was as I became more seasoned coach, I think my basketball practices became a way more or less drills and more modified activities or games. I think drills, I don't know how you really classify a drill, but like one thing that I want to acknowledge before I talk about my three favorite, these are pretty traditional drills. But I think as you get to the higher level of coaching high school, I think a lot of it becomes more cutthroat, 3v3 with different situations of how you're doing things. So I want to just talk about that. The first thing I value a lot in my practices and what I've done is a lot of 3-on-3 with a lot of stipulations and cutthroat things. So like, for example, 3v3, working on how to defend the ball screen continuously. I think that's really effective. Or doing things like that or working on certain types of screens. So those are a lot of things that I've done in my practices. I move forward as a coach. And I'm not so much a drill coach, but I'm looking at focusing and emphasizing on certain skills within a certain drill.
Right. So it could have been renamed. I agree that it's not necessarily practice. And there are some practice things that you have to do. It could be like it's just practice, whatever, it's practice skill work or whatever we're doing. But it's along the same line. I agree.
So when I look back, I looked at I keep all my old practice plans. I think it's really important to keep your old practice plans because you can go back and say, all right, this plan in particular worked really well for there's a certain style of team. I'm going to take exactly what I did and maybe replicate it against a different opponent. So I keep all my practice plans from the last 10 years of coaching. And so these were the Yep. So I have an external hard drive and I keep every single one.
Okay, you got to send me those. We got to share those with teachers.
Yeah, no problem.
I
just think it's really important because, even my youth stuff, and I just look back and I think, all right, the nice thing about Google Docs is you can just continue to save those and look at those forever or what certain matchups worked really well in practice that day. And, so these are the three that I thought were the most effective are the ones I've been using continuously. The first one is called DeMathia finishing. How that works is you have two lines at the baseline and you have a player at each block. It starts off and you literally as a coach you're in the top of the key and you either pass to one guy or the other. The one guy finishes and the other one walls to wall, straight up and plays defense. And
so I've done that drill. Yeah. I love that drill. Yeah.
All right. The kids love it. It's highly engaging. You can use it at all levels. And then what you do then, and then we would move our kids out to the corner three. And then we would do the same thing. You go right or left to one of the players and the other one goes offense. The other one goes defense. The other person's working wall to wall. I go to the top of the wing, and then I go all the way to the half-court line, and I throw balls out. And we've done that for our warm-ups. Kids love it.
You get a different look when it's not in the block, though.
Right, sure. Right. Yeah. You also learn that it's a different way of controlling your body where you start the positioning, of where you're coming from.
Okay.
And so, those different spots and so forth is a great way of working on finishing and working on collecting yourself on defense in certain angles. And I diagrammed all this for you, and then I can also find some YouTube videos that match these drills as well.
Because
I'll be honest with you, most of these drills have come from DVDs from other coaches. Like DeMathia finishing drill comes from DeMathia. Which I found on YouTube probably 10 years ago. I can send that link to you guys. Yep. It's awesome.
I remember that one. I think that might be a Stein one. Is that a Stein?
It is an Al Stein drill. Yeah, it's an awesome drill. The guys
at Coaches are great thieves, let me tell you.
Absolutely. Dude, don't reinvent the wheel all the time, that's for sure. But the problem is that most of my guys could never dunk it.
Right.
Yeah. And DeMathia, they're slamming it.
They're like, that is funny how that works.
They'll make it look really good. Your guys probably won't be as good unless you're a prep school with 6-7 guys. And I hope you make it look good. And you could send us a video and we'll post it on T-Tubes for you.
I love that.
Yeah. The second drill then is a defensive drill. I took from Mike Rice. I did take from Mike Rice throwing basketballs at people, but Mike Rice, when he was at Rutgers, is a defensive drill. It's a 2v2 drill. It starts with a guy in the middle of the floor in the lane, and then you have two guys that are continuous offensive players on the top of the wings. And okay. So it starts with a skip, and then the guy closes.
It's a two-on-one to start.
It's a two-on-one to a 2v2 defensive drill. Okay. So you skip the ball opposite side of the wing, and that person closes out, and then you have a line underneath the basket. So the next guy in line becomes the help side defender. Okay? Right. And so then what you do, Steve, is, and I wrote this in the notes, is that you adjust the drill based on how you do things defensively. So you can force middle.
Right.
You can force baseline. And a lot of times people at the wings might just play straight up, and then maybe you have them adjust a little bit as they get further down the wing. You start to shade either direction.
Is that first skip to a three, or is that first skip to like a mid-range?
It's a skip directly to the 3 points. So you're overemphasizing the closeout and sprinting.
Yeah,
so it's from wing to wing.
I just did a guy with the – have you ever heard of the fence offense?
I've been looking at it ever since you've been talking about it. I really can't find a lot of resources out there right now.
There isn't. I got
– And then DVD right now didn't get a lot of good reviews on it, so I wasn't interested in purchasing it or looking at it. But if anybody else wants to discuss it, I don't know.
Hey, everybody, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. If you subscribe and like, that would be awesome. We would really appreciate that. Those reviews, those 5-star reviews, really do mean a lot, and I read every one of them. Also, if you are doing any shopping, gonna buy that special someone something, go over to www.teachhoops.com/Amazon. Every time you do it, we get a small little commission. It kind of helps us with the hosting fees and all the equipment that goes into running a podcast. But what you really need to do is go over and join teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Yeah, I know you've been waiting. I know you think, gosh, how do I become a better coach? How do I win? How do I motivate my kids? How do I pick that special offense? Well, we're here to help. I'm here to help. You know, where else do you get it? You get someone's email address or one-on-one calls or office hours or a community of like-minded coaches? Well, it's teachhoops.com. So go over and check it out. All right, let's head back to the podcast. Yeah, it's interesting. Anyway, I interviewed him, and he's under the theory you just run people off the 3-point line. Just literally run them. Don't let them shoot threes.
Right.
Which is
a discussion we'll definitely have one day.
We need to add that to our list, I think.
Yep.
How to defend 3-pointers. But anyway, yeah, okay. So I love that. That's a great – I mean, you could change that even. How would you do that if it was not –
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Two versus, could you do that 3 versus 3?
I don't know. I just like 2v2 because it's focusing on the ball and the help side.
And the one help side, not a double help seat. Yeah.
So it's actually the guy that would be your middle guy. So it wouldn't be your guy that's one pass away. It's the guy that's two passes away.
Yep.
And then he's getting to that push point or the short corner of that baseline. While we're not gonna let him go baseline,
Right.
And we're not going to get, and then the other guy's really adjusting, not allow him to go middle. Or that if you do it the other way, if you go baseline, if you allow him to go baseline, so you're shading baseline, then that help guy is getting to the short corner,
I like that.
Okay, but now if you're going middle, then you shade middle. That guy that's help guy's got to come up and protect the middle of the lane.
Okay.
So, they got to adjust based on how you do your defense. Does that make sense?
It does.
So it's
going to be a little bit different for everybody then.
Right, but I think you can adjust it based on the way that you play defense.
Right.
So, then the drill is just continuous. So your two top guys could be coaches. They could be really good ball handlers. And then all it does is after they get to the baseline, okay,
right,
or they get to the middle, depending on how you're shading, they're skipping out, right? The guy that was just recovering in that help side position on that push point is the guy that recovers out to the closeout. Then the next guy in line comes and becomes the help side defender.
Ooh, I like that.
So it's a team-oriented drill.
Right.
It really shows there's a lot of basketball court available to see so coaches can see, and you're really working on that rotation. That was a drill that I do every single day at practice because I think that rotation is huge.
Yeah. Because the thing is, so this is where I think you got to be creative as a coach. Like, I agree. And we're actually okay on that. We're not okay on the second rotation. So I can tell you right now in my head when I'm doing it, I'm telling this to other coaches that are listening. I'm telling, okay, I really like this, but I got to tweak it because we help on the first one, but then it's the second rotation. So in my
head, are you saying second rotation go top, like side, top side and back side?
Yeah.
All right. So maybe it's two rotations and then a guy out, you know?
Right.
I mean, you know, you get down with that first rotation. Like, every defense is good on the first rotation most times.
Right.
It's really that second and third rotation that where we have that vulnerability, you know?
Right. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
We just modified a drill that maybe we could be able to, you know, keep the same guys in for 30 seconds at a time and make them work and then rotate new two guys in at a time, depending on how you want to do it.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. All right. So then what's your last one?
My last one is called the USA drill. I got it from Bob Hurley. Bob Hurley's stuff has always been really great. It's a continuous advantage, disadvantage drill. It starts 2v1. So a guy at the free throw line, you got two guys at the looking to rebound. Once he shoots it, the two guys go on a 2-on-1
right
against that guy. The two guys that are offensive players, the one guy has to inbound it. He cannot just get out of the rail. He's got to practice getting out of the baseline and gives a little time for that defense to recover to make it more of an offensive transition.
Okay.
And then and go. And then so then it goes 2-on-1. And then once the 2-on-1 shoots, two guys from that player's team come on, becomes 3-on-2. And then they come down 3-on-2. Then it transpires to a 4-on-3. And then a 4-on-5. And then a 5v5.
Oh, I like
and then
that.
You can that's awesome because you can work on all your different transitions in a matter of one sequence.
Right.
It works on different ways of, all right, if I got two guys back, I'm making sure I got one guy forward, one guy back. If I'm one guy back, I got to protect the rim first. You know, if I got three guys back, I got one top, one bottom, whatever you want to do, you know? And
right. So explain to me how you pick these three drills. Because it's interesting that you pick kind of a transition defensive drill. You picked a defensive rotation drill and you picked a, I'll call it a quote unquote toughness drill. Or finishing drill. So how did you pick your three favorite?
Well, I just think that they're very applicable, and I think they're drills that are very important all the time. I think it's really important to not foul. The foul game is huge. I think the USA drill does a good job about just walling up and playing solid defense, and then also guys finishing. You know, finishing isn't about layups. You know, it's about focus and finishing. I think it's a good way. USA drill is basketball is constantly an advantage, disadvantage, and adjusting offensively and defensively. I think it happens more in the game than we practice. And then the last one, Rutgers drill, I just think rotation is huge. You know,
yeah, I think rotation is huge. I think rotation is an undertaught skill. I'm adding that.
And so those three things are just, I think, are really important. The half-court defense really breaks down when the rotation doesn't breaks down. I think, you know, teams struggle. If you can really do a good job of defensively transitioning, I think you create better opportunities to win basketball games. And if you can finish, I don't know, I've always been a person on this podcast talking about finishing. I just think it's extremely important. You've got to make those high-percentage shots.
The thing is, if you watch the NBA at all it is finishing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It is. There's a lot of good. We talked about before of like five things not to do. You know, our NBA guys aren't doing 17 different post moves anymore. It's literally just athleticism and finishing around the rim with their size and their footwork. Right.
The Mike and drill. Yes. Yeah. It's good when you're young and you're working on your, you know, but it's not like, it's finishing through contact basically.
Yeah, so those are my three favorite drills. The last thing I wanted to talk about, Coach, as we talked about via text, is that we want to end our show with what's called the full timeout, which is a fun question that we use at the end of every podcast.
Yep.
So the question that I have for us today, since the Bucks are out, which I'm very sad, but they had a very good season, is who wins the NBA title and why this year?
Ooh, it's not the Raptors.
It's not the Raptors.
I can't pick them because they beat the Bucks. I don't know. I mean, I think Golden State's good enough to win it again.
Me too.
Even without KD.
I think they're sometimes better without KD, to be honest with you.
I know. It's crazy. I think the Bucks would have maybe had a shot, but I just think the Bucks needed to get to that game.
Yep.
They needed to get to the finals to maybe win it next year. So I just hope they can keep their team together. But
me too.
I hope they can keep their team together. They're fun to watch.
I'm going to say that I think it's going to be Golden State again. They just have far more experience. And, you know, Steph Curry is just a really fun player to watch. And I just think
they're getting older, though. There's got to be this shift. I don't know when it's going to happen.
I think they know that they're getting older. And so they have a sense of urgency. I think Kerr knows that they have a sense of urgency. And this is another big shot for them to win the title. I think they could beat the Raptors. I just think they're better than they are.
I do, too. I hope Wesley joins the Bucks because his contract's up. If you're listening,
that'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be cool? He's a good 3-point shooter.
Yeah,
good defender.
And everybody likes a hometown hero, man.
Man, I'm telling you, I don't know if they can pay him enough though. That's all right. Till next.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Bye bye.
Hey everybody, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's one-stop shopping for basketball coaches. You know, the community alone is worth the price. I'm telling you, the amount of interaction that we have in our community is second to none. I would put it against anything, and I would guarantee all the other resources out there are not responding to your emails like I respond to your emails or one-on-one calls. So let me help you become a better basketball coach. Go over and check it out.
Sports Social Podcast Network.